30 years ago yesterday, MTV came into being. And while it did not kill off the radio star, what it has become has killed off music for the most part, as far as I'm concerned. MTV no longer shows music videos in any time other than late at night, and even then, that scattershot. And what have we gotten in return? Auto-tuning, soulless pop crap for the most part, and good musical acts which are hard to find, one of which just recently passed away. The rest? Well, Justin Bieber is this generation's Leif Garrett. Or maybe the male version of Debbie Gibson from 1988. The fact is, MTV, for the first 10 roughly years of its existence, actually had a real impact on the music industry. I would even dare say maybe up to almost 15 years. But the last decade has been quite abysmal for the astronaut-laden network. The Video Music Awards become more irrelevant as they become more polished. The fact is, music videos are almost entirely on the internet now. They're still around, they just aren't shown on MTV. What has MTV given us? The Hills? Not my Hills, but Beverly Hills. And other shows associated with that particular show, spawning off stars that, quite frankly, you wouldn't recognize if they had been plastered all over every celebrity tabloid rag out there. Spencer Pratt, you are not a celebrity. Oh, and of course they've had their crap. Their absolute abysmal crap. Teen Moms. Whoever thought about this show should be condemned to hell. But before they go to hell, they should be tied up and whipped to death because of the obscene nature of this show. You're glorifying teen pregnancy. Now, I'm not some gigantic moralist or anything like that, but it's not a good thing to encourage kids to find fame and fortune by getting pregnant and then hoping you can get on MTV. It's just something I think that would be bad for Western civilization as a whole. You know, we want our daughters to grow up to be responsible adults and to wait until they're at least somewhat financially successful to have kids. Sure, if you want to be married, but you've got a stable partner in your life, fine, have a kid. Or if you want to be a single parent, fine. But at least have some maturity before you pop forth with your little being. Not like these teen moms, who for all of a sudden are now also on these same celebrity tabloid rags. So MTV, we have to thank you for this garbage. Yes, you've given us good things. You gave us remote control back in the day, the two Julie Browns, and of course, the original Real World, which was actually pretty cool, and then they got on, they figured out, hey, this could be a vehicle for me, and of course, most of the people that have been on them have failed to actually, well, there was The Miz, who somehow managed to get from Real World New York to becoming a WWE superstar, but for the most part, you don't ever hear of these people again. Except for the ones that somehow managed to plaster themselves. Now, of course, there is the pièce de la résistance, the Jersey Shore. These can only be described as Italian rednecks. But that would be insulting to Italians and rednecks. Yes, they would be insulting to rednecks. At least rednecks have a scintilla of dignity. These people don't. I wouldn't touch Snooki or a JWoww or any of the other girls on this show with a 100-foot pole encased in latex. So MTV, thank you for the last 15 years of absolute, utter garbage. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.